All right, so today let's dive into something I think a lot of us photographers dream about, right?
Yeah.
Getting our work featured in a magazine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to see their photos?
Right.
In print,
that's
right?
True.
So I've been looking at this guide by Don Giannotti.
Okay.
And he's a photographer, designer, and like a seasoned mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about how to pitch photo stories to magazines. And I'll be honest, before I started reading this, I was like, me in a magazine, really.
Right.
But Giannotti really emphasizes that it is totally doable with the right approach.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. And you know what's so interesting about this?
Yeah.
It's like pitching versus just like sending a bunch of photos to an editor.
Okay.
You're really taking charge, right?
Yeah.
You're not being passive. You're coming to the table like as a storyteller.
Yeah.
A collaborator with a vision.
Okay.
Not just.
You're not just a service provider.
See, exactly. Right. You're not just.
You're bringing something.
Waiting for an assignment to the table.
Right. You're bringing a fully formed idea.
Right. And that it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Does Giannotti give any examples of this?
He does. He talks about this story he wants to pitch to the New York Times.
Okay.
And it's all about these disappearing small towns.
Interesting.
In what Western U.S.
Okay.
But he doesn't just say, hey, I take pictures of ghost towns.
Right.
He has this really fascinating angle.
Okay.
Where he focuses on towns that might be overlooked.
Oh.
But are actually appealing to retirees and immigrants.
Interesting.
It's a fresh take, right?
Yeah, totally. And I bet that kind of
it is.
Unique angle helps your pitch stand out, you know?
Absolutely.
From a stack of just generic submissions.
Absolutely. And Giannotti even shares how he envisions the story.
Oh, wow.
He's not just thinking photos.
Yeah.
He's thinking videos. He's thinking interviews with people
right.
in these communities.
He's really immersing himself. Yeah, he's talking about really immersing himself
yeah.
in like...
Yeah, and with his experience.
With his 40 years of experience, you know.
Right.
He's showing the editor that he's not just going to like
right.
snap a few pretty pictures.
Right. He's got
There's real depth to it.
Yeah, you're painting a picture with words.
Precisely.
Before you even start shooting.
Yes, and that kind of clear vision
okay.
leads us right into Giannotti's key steps.
Okay.
For pitching successfully.
I'm all ears. What's step one?
Step one is research and preparation.
Okay.
It's so crucial.
Right.
And so many creative fields, right?
Yeah.
You absolutely have to understand the magazine.
Yeah.
You're targeting their style.
Right.
Their audience.
We're kind of obvious.
You wouldn't pitch
no.
a gritty photo essay
yeah.
to Vogue. Right.
Definitely not. Know your audience.
Right. Know your audience. And
yeah.
Giannotti also emphasizes the importance
okay.
of finding the right person to contact.
Oh, okay.
Which is usually the photo editor.
The photo editor.
Yes. And he also makes a great point
okay.
about showing your authentic work.
Okay.
Don't just show what you think
right.
the magazine wants to see.
So be true to yourself.
Be true to yourself.
To your style.
Yes, and your style.
I love that. But how do you even go about crafting the pitch itself?
Well, Giannotti breaks it down
okay.
into these essential components.
Okay.
First, you've got the subject line of your email.
Right.
Needs to be both catchy
okay.
and specific.
Specific, okay.
Like photography pitch.
Okay.
Innovative fitness photography
uh-huh.
for men's health.
Oh, that's good.
You know, something that
short, sweet, to the point.
Grabs their attention, but tells them exactly oh, what yeah. you're offering.
What comes next?
Next up is the introduction.
Okay.
Where you give a really concise overview
okay.
of your relevant experience.
So name drop those big clients.
Exactly.
Or any awards.
Yes.
If you've got them.
Then comes the heart of your pitch.
Okay.
The story idea itself.
The story idea.
This is where you clearly lay out your concept.
Okay.
And explain why it's a perfect fit.
Right.
For that specific magazine.
And their readers.
Yes, and their readers.
I mean, why it's a story worth telling.
Yes. Make them care.
Make them care.
And to give them a visual taste.
Okay.
You want to include just 3 low-resolution images.
Okay.
As a little preview.
Oh, like a little taste.
Yes.
Like you go to those.
Like a little sample bite.
Fancy food stores.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And to wrap it all up,
okay.
you need a clear call to action.
Okay.
Don't leave it hanging.
Okay.
Suggest a meeting.
So be proactive.
Be proactive.
Say, hey, I'd love to chat about this. Yeah. Is there a good time to connect next week or?
Perfect.
Whatever.
Now, to make this even more concrete,
yeah.
Giannotti includes a sample pitch.
Oh, cool.
In his guide.
Okay.
Using Men's Health Magazine.
Okay.
And a concept called mm-hmm. Hidden Trail in Lassen.
Okay.
And it really shows how these elements come together.
Right.
In a real world example.
Oh, That's fantastic.
Yes.
It must be incredibly helpful for anyone
it is.
Who's feeling intimidated
Right.
by this whole process.
By the pitching process.
Yeah, but what happens after you hit send?
Well,
I imagine there's a lot of nail biting involved.
Definitely. But Giannotti really stresses
okay.
that polite persistence
okay.
is key.
So it's a delicate balance.
It's a delicate balance.
Yep.
You wait a week or two.
Right.
Then send a gentle nudge.
Right.
To see if they've had a chance.
To look at it.
To review your pitch.
Yeah.
But always respect their time.
Right. Don't be a pest.
Don't bombard them with emails.
Yeah.
He gives this funny but kind of true advice.
Let me guess, does this involve amphibians?
You got it.
Okay.
He says you have to kiss a lot of frogs.
To find your prince.
To find your prince. Or, in this case, land that magazine feature.
Okay.
Basically, it takes multiple pitches
right.
to succeed. So
it's a numbers game.
Yeah. Don't get discouraged if you don't hear back right away.
And don't take it personally.
Don't take those rejections personally.
Right.
And, you know, it's not just about pitching.
Yeah.
Giotti also highlights the importance
okay.
of networking.
Networking. That's a word that makes some people cringe. But
yeah.
I get why it's important, especially in a creative field like photography.
Absolutely. It's about building relationships.
Right.
Putting yourself out there.
Putting yourself out there.
Attending industry events.
Yeah.
Connecting with other photographers on social media.
Yeah.
Those interactions can open so many doors.
I can see how those personal connections could make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to get your work seen.
Especially by the right people.
When you're starting out.
But let's back up for a second.
Okay.
Because before you can even start networking,
mm-hmm.
you need to find those editors' email addresses.
Yes. That can be a challenge.
That feels like a challenge in itself.
It can be. But Giannotti has some great tips for this.
Okay. I'm ready.
Like detective work. Okay.
Calling the magazine's switchboard.
Okay.
Checking the masthead.
Oh, the masthead.
You know that page in the magazine.
I forgot about the masthead.
That lists all the staff.
That's a good point.
It's often overlooked.
Okay.
You can also search online.
Okay.
For the managing editor or photo editor.
Uh-huh.
Along with the name of the publication.
Right.
On Google, look at social media bios.
Social media?
Mm-hmm. I've even heard of people using email verification tools.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Those can be really helpful.
Right.
Don't forget about media kits.
Oh, right. Media kits.
A lot of publications have those available online.
Yeah.
And they'll often include contact info.
Makes sense.
Of course, if you've been networking.
Right.
Someone in your circle might already have
right.
that golden email address.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's say you've done all this.
Right.
You found the right contact.
Mm-hmm.
You've crafted this amazing pitch.
Yes.
You sent a few follow-ups.
Yes.
Is there anything else that Giannotti suggests
there is,
to increase your chances of success?
He has some really insightful advice
okay.
about analyzing successful photo stories.
Okay.
He suggests looking at similar stories
oh.
that have already been published
okay.
in your target magazine.
So you understand what kind of work.
Yes. You understand what kind of work they're drawn to.
Okay.
But more importantly, it can spark ideas
okay.
for how you can offer a fresh perspective.
So it's not about copying.
It's not about copying.
It's about understanding the landscape.
Yes.
And what unique elements you can bring to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For example.
Okay.
You might come across
mm-hmm.
several articles about abandoned towns.
Right.
But none that focus on retirees and immigrants
right.
being drawn to them.
That's where your pitch would stand out.
That's where your pitch
angle.
With that fresh angle would stand out.
I like that.
It's like detective work.
It's like detective work.
But for photographers.
But for photographers. Okay, so Giannotti actually shares the pitch that he wrote.
He does.
For his idea about these vanishing Western towns.
Yes.
The one he wanted to pitch.
Yes.
To the New York Times.
To the New York Times.
I'd love to hear how he put all these tips into practice.
Okay.
What did that pitch look like?
Well, he starts by establishing his credibility.
Okay.
He talks about his years of experience
okay.
as a photographer.
Uh-huh.
Especially his deep familiarity with the American West.
Okay.
You know, he's showing the editors that he's not just some outsider.
Right.
He's got a genuine connection to
oh,
the subject matter.
Showcasing his expertise.
Exactly.
And building trust.
Exactly. And then he dives into the heart of his pitch.
Okay.
Highlighting the fact that he's been noticing these small towns.
Okay.
Sometimes even boarded up.
Right.
But at the same time, retirees and immigrants
so
are starting to move in.
There's that contrast.
It's this unexpected contrast.
Yeah.
He points out. And it just
immediately piques your interest.
Immediately piques your curiosity.
Right.
And he doesn't stop there.
Right.
He describes his vision for the project.
Okay.
Which is incredibly compelling.
All right.
He talks about shooting photographs, of course.
Right.
But also incorporating video interviews.
Okay.
With locals.
Locals.
Even politicians.
Wow. So he's really going
to... get their perspective.
Depth.
He's pitching a multimedia story.
Yeah, it's not just a static photo essay.
That's both visually
right.
and narratively rich.
Okay.
And he emphasizes that with his 40 years of experience.
Yeah.
As a photographer and storyteller.
Right.
He's uniquely equipped to handle this.
Basically saying, I'm the perfect person.
He's basically saying, I'm the perfect person to tell this story.
To tell this story, but hasn't this already been done?
That's such a great point.
Like stories about...
And Giannotti anticipates that question.
Dying small towns.
He acknowledges that, yes, there have been stories about
right.
struggling small towns, but none that focus on these overlooked Western towns experiencing this influx of new residents.
So he's really thinking it through.
So he's directly addressing
carefully
a potential objection.
Right.
Which I think shows a lot of foresight.
Yeah, it shows he's done his homework.
He's done his homework.
Did he include anything else in the pitch?
He wraps it up
okay.
with a link to his website
okay.
and his contact info.
Okay.
The whole thing is concise,
right.
compelling, hitting all the key points.
Yeah.
Without overwhelming the reader.
Right.
It's really a masterclass.
It sounds like it.
In pitching,
okay.
did Giannotti offer any additional advice?
Yeah, I'm curious.
He did. He talks about the importance
okay.
of having a clear vision for your story.
Okay, I think we touched on this.
Before you even start thinking about pitching it to anyone.
Right.
He emphasizes the importance
yeah.
of knowing what you want to achieve
okay.
with your photography.
Mm-hmm.
What's the message you're trying to convey?
Okay.
What kind of impact
okay.
do you want to make on your audience?
Yeah.
Without that clear vision.
Right.
It's easy to get lost
yeah.
in the technicalities of pitching.
Right.
And lose sight.
You lose the heart of the story.
Of the heart of your story.
Right. So you need a mission statement for your project.
Yes, exactly.
Like guiding principle.
Having that clarity
yeah.
not only makes your pitch stronger.
Right.
But it guides your photography.
Uh-huh.
Ensures that you're creating a cohesive
right.
and impactful body of work.
So before you even think about magazines, you need to think about what story.
You need to ask yourself.
Am I trying to tell?
What story am I trying to tell?
What do I want to say with my photographs?
Precisely. And once you have that answer,
right.
everything else.
It all falls into place.
Will start to fall into place.
It's like laying the foundation.
It's like laying the foundation.
It's your entire project.
You got it. And a strong foundation
yeah.
is essential for any successful...
Okay, so I'm curious.
So what about a story?
For our listeners...
Yes.
...who might be feeling overwhelmed by all this...
Yeah.
...what's the biggest takeaway? What's the one thing?
I think the most important thing is to remember...
Okay.
...that persistence pays off.
Persistence pays off.
Don't get discouraged if you don't hear back right away.
Right.
Or if you get a few rejections.
Right.
Keep refining your pitch. Keep shooting.
Okay.
Keep connecting with people...
Right.
In the industry, and you will eventually see results.
Okay.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And remember that analogy?
About kissing frogs.
About kissing frogs. It might take a few tries to find your prince.
Right. But seriously, it's so inspiring to hear.
It is.
That landing a magazine feature is achievable.
It is.
With the right approach.
You're not just a photographer.
Yeah.
You're a storyteller.
You're a storyteller.
And magazines are always looking for compelling stories.
To share with their readers.
To share with their readers.
That's such a great reminder. So before we wrap up,
yeah.
I want to ask our listeners a question.
Okay.
What unique story could you tell visually?
Yeah.
And what magazine would be the perfect fit
right.
for your style and vision?
For your style and vision.
Start brainstorming because you never know where
exactly.
that spark of an idea might lead you.
You never know.
So think about it.
Absolutely. And while you're at it,
yeah.
do a little digging.
Okay.
See what kind of photography those magazines are featuring.
Okay.
Who the photo editors are.
Giannotti gave us some great tips for that.
He did. And don't be afraid
uh-huh.
to reach out to other photographers.
Oh, yeah.
Whose work you admire.
That's a good point.
Most people... in the creative world,
yeah.
are incredibly generous with their time and advice.
Right.
Especially if you approach them with genuine respect and curiosity.
Right.
You never know, a casual conversation could lead to
so totally.
A valuable connection or even a mentorship.
That's so true. I've found that most photographers are happy to share their experiences and insights.
They are.
Especially when it comes to navigating this
Especially
sometimes tricky world of publishing.
The world of publishing.
And remember, even if you don't land
absolutely
that dream feature right away,
yeah,
the process of pitching itself
exactly
is incredibly valuable.
It forces you to refine your ideas,
yeah,
articulate your vision,
right,
hone your presentation skills.
That's a great point. It's like a muscle.
It is.
You have to exercise.
You have to exercise it.
Yeah.
The more you pitch,
right,
the better you get at it.
The better you get at it, even if those initial pitches.
Even if those initial pitches don't lead to immediate success.
Don't lead to immediate success.
It's all part of the journey.
It's all part of the journey.
Embrace the process.
Embrace the process. Learn from every experience.
Learn from every experience.
Yeah.
And never give up.
Never give up.
On your creative goals.
I love that. So inspiring. Who knows, maybe the next time we do.
It is.
A deep dive on pitching photo stories.
Yeah.
We'll be featuring one of our listeners' work.
That would be amazing.
As a shining example of how persistence and a great pitch.
Yes.
Can make those magazine dreams a reality.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
So keep shooting.
There's so much talent out there.
Keep dreaming.
Just waiting to be discovered.
Keep pitching those stories.
So keep shooting, keep dreaming, keep pitching those stories.
Couldn't have said it better myself and to all our listeners.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world.
Absolutely.
Of pitching photo stories. We hope you found it insightful.
Yes.
Empowering. Now go out there.
And empowering.
Make some magic happen with your camera.
Yeah, go out there and make some magic happen.
Yes.
Networking. Yeah, it's all about building relationships, right? Putting yourself out there.
Putting yourself out there.
Attending industry events. Connecting with other photographers, you know.
Like on social media.
Yeah. On social media, yeah. Those interactions.
I can see how those personal connections can make a huge difference, you know.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to get your work seen by the right people.
Especially when you're starting out. But, okay, let's back up for a second. Because before you can even start networking, you need to, like, find those editors' email addresses, right?
Yes. That can be a challenge.
That feels like a challenge in itself.
It can be. But Gene and Adi has some great tips for this. You know, like,
okay, I'm ready.
Detective work.
Okay.
Calling the magazine switchboard.
Okay.
Checking the masthead.
Oh, the masthead.
You know that page in the magazine?
I forgot about the masthead.
That lists all the staff.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's often overlooked.
Okay.
You can also search online.
Okay.
For the managing editor or the photo editor.
Uh-huh.
Along with the name of the publication.
Right.
You know, on Google. Look at social media bios.
Social media.
Yeah. I've even heard of people using those.
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
Email verification tools.
Right. Those can be really helpful.
Right.
And don't forget about media kits.
Oh, right. Media kits.
A lot of publications have those available online.
Yeah.
And they often include that contact info.
Makes sense.
Of course, if you've been networking, someone in your circle might already have that golden email address.
Makes sense. Okay. So let's say you've done all this.
Right.
You found the right contact. You've crafted this amazing pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You sent a few follow-ups.
Yes.
Is there anything else that Giannotti suggests?
There is. He has some really insightful advice about analyzing successful photo stories.
Okay.
He suggests looking at like similar stories
that
have already been published in your target magazine.
So you understand what kind of work?
Yes. You understand what kind of work they're drawn to.
Okay.
But more importantly, it can spark ideas for how you can offer a fresh perspective.
So it's not about copying.
It's not about copying.
It's about understanding the landscape.
And what unique elements you can bring.
Exactly. For example, you might come across several articles about abandoned towns.
Right.
But none that focus on retirees and immigrants being drawn to them.
That's where your pitch would stand out.
That's where your pitch with that fresh angle would stand out.
There's that fresh angle, yeah.
It's like detective work.
It's like detective work.
But for photographers.
But for photographers. Okay. So Giannotti actually shares.
Yes, he does.
The pitch that he wrote.
He does.
For his idea about these vanishing Western towns.
Yes.
The one he wanted to pitch.
Yes.
To the New York Times.
To the New York Times.
I'd love to hear how he put all these tips into practice. Like, what did that pitch look like?
Well, he starts by establishing his credibility.
Okay.
He talks about his years of experience as a photographer, especially his deep familiarity with the American West.
Okay.
You know, he's showing the editors that he's not just some outsider.
Right.
He's got a genuine connection.
Right.
To the subject matter.
He's showcasing his expertise.
Exactly.
And building trust.
Exactly. And then he dives into the heart of his pitch.
Okay.
highlighting the fact that he's been noticing these small towns.
Okay.
Sometimes even boarded up.
Right.
But at the same time, retirees and immigrants.
Right.
Are starting to move in.
There's that contrast.
It's this unexpected contrast.
Yeah.
That he points out. And it's just.
Immediately piques your interest.
Immediately piques your curiosity.
Right.
And he doesn't stop there.
Okay.
He describes his vision for the project.
Oh, okay.
Which is incredibly compelling.
Right.
He talks about shooting photographs, of course.
Right.
But also incorporating video interviews.
Okay.
With locals.
Locals.
Even politicians.
Wow. So he's really going
to. To get their perspectives.
In depth.
Yeah. He's pitching a multimedia story.
Yeah. It's not just a static photo essay.
That's both visually and narratively rich.
Okay.
And he emphasizes that with his 40 years of experience.
Yeah.
As a photographer and storyteller.
Right.
He's uniquely equipped to handle this.
Basically saying, I'm the perfect person.
He's basically saying, I'm the perfect person to tell this story.
To tell this story, but hasn't this already been done? Like stories about...
That's such a great point. And Giannotti anticipates that question.
Dying small towns.
He acknowledges that, yes, there have been stories about struggling small towns.
Yeah.
But none that focus on these overlooked Western towns.
Oh, I see.
Experiencing this influx of new residents.
So he's really thinking it through.
So he's directly addressing a potential objection.
Carefully.
Which I think shows a lot of foresight.
Yeah, it shows that he's done his homework.
He's done his homework.
Did he include anything else in the pitch?
He wraps it up with a link to his website.
Okay.
And his contact info.
Right.
The whole thing is concise.
Right.
Compelling, hitting all the key points.
Yeah.
Without overwhelming the reader.
Right.
It's really a masterclass in pitching.
It sounds like it. Did Giannotti offer any additional advice?
He did. He talks about the importance.
Okay.
Of having a clear vision for your story.
Yeah.
Before you even start thinking about it.
Okay. I think we touched on this earlier.
Pitching it to anyone.
Right.
He emphasizes the importance of knowing, like, what you want to achieve.
Okay.
With your photography, what's the message you're trying to convey?
Okay.
What kind of impact do you want to make on your audience?
Yeah.
Without that clear vision, it's easy to get lost.
Yeah.
In the technicalities of pitching and lose sight of the heart of your story.
Yeah, you lose the heart of the story.
Right.
Right? So you need a mission statement.
Yes.
For your project, the guiding principle.
Having that clarity not only makes your pitch stronger.
Yeah.
But it guides your photography.
Yeah.
Ensures that you're creating a cohesive and impactful body of work.
So before you even think about magazines.
Exactly. You need to ask yourself.
You need to think about, what story am I trying to tell? What do I want
to
say?
What story am I trying to tell?
With my photograph.
Precisely. And once you have that answer.
Right.
Everything else will start to fall into place.
Yeah. It all falls into place.
It's like laying the foundation.
It's like laying the foundation.
For your entire project.
For your entire project. Yeah. Okay. So I'm curious.
Yes.
For listeners who might be feeling overwhelmed.
Right.
By all of this. What's the biggest takeaway? What's the one thing that they should.
I think the most important thing is to remember. Persistence pays off.
Persistence pays off.
Don't get discouraged if you don't hear back right away.
Right.
Or if you get a few rejections.
Right.
Keep refining your pitch. Keep shooting. Keep connecting with people in the industry.
Okay.
And you will eventually see results. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. And remember that analogy.
And remember that analogy about kissing frogs.
About kissing frogs, yeah.
It might take a few tries to find your prints.
Right. But seriously, it's so inspiring to hear that landing a magazine feature
is
achievable.
It is. It's totally achievable with the right approach. And remember.
With the right approach.
You're
yeah.
not just a photographer.
You're a storyteller.
You're a storyteller. And magazines are always looking for compelling stories to share with their readers.
That's such a great reminder. So before we wrap up, I want to ask our listeners a question.
Okay.
What unique story could you tell visually?
Yeah.
And what magazine would be the perfect fit for your style and vision?
For your style and vision, start brainstorming because you never know.
So think about it.
Where that spark of an idea might lead you. You never know.
Yeah. And while you're at it, do a little digging.
Absolutely. And while you're at it,
okay.
Do a little digging. See what kind of photography those magazines are featuring.
Okay.
And who the photo editors are.
Giannotti gave us some great tips for that.
He did. And don't be afraid to reach out
to
other photographers whose work you admire.
That's a good point.
Most people in the creative world are incredibly generous.
Yeah.
With their time and advice, especially if you approach them with genuine respect and curiosity. You never know. A casual conversation.
podium.
Could lead to a valuable connection or even a mentorship opportunity.
That's so true. I found that most photographers are happy to share their experiences and insights, especially when it comes to like navigating this sometimes tricky world.
Especially the world of publishing.
Of publishing. And remember, even if you don't land that dream feature.
Absolutely.
Right away. Yeah. The process of pitching itself.
Exactly. It forces you to refine your ideas.
Yeah.
Articulate your vision.
Right.
Hone your presentation skills.
That's a great point. It's like a muscle.
It is.
You have to exercise.
You have to exercise it.
Yeah. The more you pitch.
The more you pitch, the better you get at it.
The better you get at it. Even if those initial pitches.
Even if those initial pitches don't lead to immediate success.
It won't lead to immediate success.
It's all part of the journey.
It's all part of the journey, right? Same. Embrace the process.
Embrace the process. Learn from every experience.
Learn from every experience.
And never give up.
Never give up.
On your creative goals.
On your creative goals. I love that. So inspiring. Who knows? Maybe the next time we do a deep dive.
Is.
On pitching photo stories.
Yeah.
We'll be featuring one of our listeners' work.
That would be amazing.
As a shining example of how persistence and a great pitch can make those magazine dreams a reality.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. There's so much talent out there.
So keep shooting. Keep dreaming.
Just waiting to be discovered. So keep shooting. Keep dreaming.
Keep pitching those stories.
Keep pitching those stories.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Absolutely.
Into the world of pitching photo stories. We hope you found it insightful.
Yes.
And empowering. Now go out there.
And empowering.
And make some magic happen with your cameras.
Yes, go out there and make some magic happen.
It's all about finding that intersection, right?
It is.
Between your passions and like the publication that resonate with your work.
Resonate with your work.
Yeah, so start thinking about that.
Absolutely.
And do a little digging, you know?
Yeah.
See what kind of photography those magazines are featuring.
Yes.
And who the photo editors are.
Giannotti gave us some good tips for tracking down that info.
He did. And don't be afraid to, like, just reach out to other photographers whose work you admire.
Right.
You know?
You never know. I think most people...
Most people in the creative world.
In this world are happy.
Are incredibly generous.
Share their experience.
Especially if you approach them with genuine respect and curiosity.
Especially when it comes to navigating this, like, sometimes tricky world.
Right. You never know. A casual conversation could lead to a
publishing
valuable connection or even a mentorship opportunity.
Right. And remember, even if you don't
land
that dream feature right away, the process of pitching itself.
The process of pitching itself
is incredibly valuable.
Is incredibly valuable.
It's like it forces you to refine your ideas.
It's a muscle you have to exercise.
Articulate your vision. Hone your presentation skills.
The more you pitch, the better you get at it.
Exactly. It's a muscle.
Even if those initial pitches...
You have to exercise it. The more you pitch, the better you get at it.
Don't lead to immediate success.
Even if those initial pitches don't lead to immediate success.
Oh, part of the journey.
It's all part of the journey. Embrace the process.
Embrace the process. Learn from every experience.
Learn from every experience.
And never give up.
And never give up.
On your creative goals.
On your creative goals.
I love that. So inspiring.
It is.
And who knows, maybe the next time we do a deep dive on pitching photo stories to magazines, we'll be featuring one of our listeners' work.
That would be amazing.
Has a shining example.
It would.
How persistence and a great pitch.
Yes.
Can make those magazine dreams a reality.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. There's so much talent out there.
So keep shooting, keep dreaming.
It's waiting to be discovered. So keep shooting, keep dreaming.
Keep pitching those stories.
And keep pitching those stories.
I'm gonna set it better myself.
Yes.
And to all of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes.
Into the world of pitching photo stories.
It's been fun.
To magazines.
It has.
We hope you found it insightful.
We hope so.
And empowering.
Yes. Insightful and empowering.
Now go out there.
Now go out there
and make some magic happen with your cameras.
Yes, make some magic happen.